Celebs praise the Republicans who voted to impeach Trump. Thank you, you're a patriot. By Hannah Blow on January 14, 2021. Left-wing celebrities, many of whom have spent years publicly criticizing and mocking President Trump, heap praise upon the 10 GOP House members who sided with Democrats in voting to impeach Trump for a second time, crowning them as true patriots. The House voted to impeach President Trump on Wednesday, making him the first president in U.S. history to be impeached twice. The final vote stood at 232-197, with 10 GOP lawmakers siding with Democrats who are accusing Trump of inciting the protests that occurred at the U.S. Capitol on January 6 as Congress gathered to certify the electoral vote. To the 10 Republicans who chose country over party, thank you. To the others, you are the problem, not the solution, Frozen actor Josh Gad said following the vote. One Tree Hill actress Sophia Bush thanked Democrat Representative Jackie Speier, DCA, specifically, as well as all of her colleagues who likewise voted for accountability. Star Trek star George Takei praised Republican Representative Tom Rice, RSC, one of the 10 GOP lawmakers who joined Democrats in impeaching the president, calling him a patriot. However, he added, unless you voted yes by mistake as some believe, then never mind, you're an idiot. Takei also talked about the importance of GOP House members voting to impeach Trump, telling his 3.2 million Twitter followers that the action shows that it's not about politics, it's about courage. The truth is there, for those with guts enough to say it and mean it. To the 10 with those guts, your country salutes you, he added. 10 Republicans come out as vertebrates, comedian Mike Birbiglia quipped, while Seinfeld actor Jason Alexander gave a shout-out to GOP Representative Adam Kinzinger, Ariel, who also voted to impeach. Angels in America actor Jeffrey Wright also weighed in, sharing a statement from Republican Representative Dan Newhouse, RWE, who voted for impeachment. The 10 GOP lawmakers who voted to impeach Trump include Reps. Anthony Gonzalez, O, Peter Meyer, Me, Fred Upton, Me, Liz Cheney, Y, John Katko, NY, Adam Kinzinger, Eel, Tom Rice, SC, Jamie Herrera Butler, WA, Dan Newhouse, WA, and David Valado, CA. The Senate is not expected to hold a trial until after President Trump is already out of office. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, indicated this week that he has not yet decided if he would vote to convict Trump. While the press has been full of speculation, I have not made a final decision on how I will vote and I intend to listen to the legal arguments when they are presented to the Senate, McConnell indicated in a letter.